Is it time for a Troubles Museum in Northern Ireland? The commentator Malachy O'Doherty has been writing about the controversial subject of Troubles tourism, and he thinks a museum should be created. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph, he says he wants one that will tell everything from the bombs to Bloody Sunday and Bloody Friday to the kneecappings and the back alley killings, the maggots in the filthy cells of Long Kesh, the work of the ambulance service and the police gathering up the bits of everything. Well, what do you make of it? Let us know. Would it help us deal with the past to be confronted with something like this, or could it dredge up yet more pain and division? Now, Malachy is with us, as is the former MLA Basil McCrae. Malachy, morning to you.
Good morning, Basil.
Malachy, the big difficulty, of course, would be to what to include in this museum and what to leave out, because that's going to be the first big hurdle.
Well, I'm not sure it is. I mean, why leave anything out? Anything that anybody wants to have in there, let them have it in. I mean, this is an idea that I raised a couple of years ago, and it was actually taken up by Richard Haass during the talks process as well. One of the problems that we have is this very selective reading of the past and this selective presentation of the past. The state tends to stay out of it. You know, most people tend to stay out of it. Therefore, it falls to the people who can make a few bob, the taxi tourers and so on, the people, the tourists going to the murals and so on. Collectively, we've done virtually nothing in terms of marking the past or trying to inform people of the past. We have some outstanding small examples. I mean, the OMA library archive on the OMA bomb is an astonishing little place, you know, that really everybody should visit. But I think, the important thing is that we should have the biggest, widest possible resource of information about what happened, so that people really can make up their mind.
And what about those people who feel uncomfortable about it all, Malachy, about revisiting all of that, dredging up all of that again, and people out there feeling, you know, we shouldn't make it a visitor attraction, all this misery from the past, we shouldn't be returning just to bring people in, just to show it off to them?
Well, I didn't use the term visitor attraction, I used the term museum. And I mean, certainly, as I understand from OMA, there are people who cannot go into the OMA bomb archive because it's so distressing for them. The beauty of about a museum is there's a pair of doors in the front of it and you can stay away from it. I mean, I know that sounds a bit harsh and clinical, but the problem that we have is that the past is being appropriated by people who have messages to drive, as I have my own to drive, you know, but essentially, you know, if you want to counter the tendency to just encapsulate the past in a few emotional moments and give the broadest kind of overview possible, then you need a resource that the greatest number of people can use that will tell them give them the greatest amount of possible information about what happened here.
Basil, what do you think?
So I'm in sympathy with Malachy's analysis of the problem. I do think that the past has been hijacked by people that just want to tell it as they see it. But I am aware, I speak of somebody here that was in support of having a Peace and Reconciliation Centre in the Maze. You know, I was the last man standing and said, this is a good idea. But I am aware that it causes an awful lot of difficulty for people that are victims of the past, that is very traumatic for them. And I wonder if the future is more important, that if we need to find a way of dealing with this, maybe we should be looking at it by way of tours around schools, or maybe film or live video, or some sort of way of letting people tell their story, but not building an edifice which might become problematic. I mean, I can understand in the best will in the world, and you know, like, I would be interested in what Malachy has to say, but I do know that the reaction from significant sections of the community is, we don't want to go back to the past, we want to go to the future. But so maybe we need to tackle
that. Basil, there are museums all around the world in countries who've had troubled past, and they're there for people to go and see and learn what happened and learn from the mistakes of the past. So if other countries can do it, why can't we do it? Why can't we embrace that concept?
So we looked at things like the Holocaust Museum in Berlin, and you know how you would deal with that. We looked at people that go off to the concentration camps. These are things that are there that should be looked at. The problem for Northern Ireland is it's still in living memory, that there are still people that are alive that are going to be offended by some of these
things. I understand that, Basil, but you see, the trouble is that the history is being told already by people who put their own spin on it. And again, I mean, if you talk about going into schools, if Malachy O'Doherty or Basil McCrae goes into schools, there'll be spins on it as well. you neutralise the whole thing. You give less of a spin on it if you simply have a museum which gathers together the artefacts and the stories. And, you know, we should have a room in that museum for each of the paramilitary organisations, for the army, and for the police.
Malachi, that's where I do have a bit of a problem, because I've got involved in this sense of left politics just to see how you could. And what you discover is that people start off well intentioned, but then they get distracted on the thing, you know, and they just get taken down into a route where they don't want to really talk to one another. And what I would like to take your idea and just say, let's do it in a slightly different manner. Let's do it in audiovisual. Let's do it in virtual reality world. Let's go and get people to get the story across. But let's not build some sort of edifice that actually could become more of a trauma and holding us back. We need to move forward in this country. And, you know, I could be persuaded to your point of view, provided it's done in a longer-term context, that we're looking for genuine peace and reconciliation, not another bout of what about.
Yeah, absolutely, Basil. I mean, that is what we need. The danger really is that if we forget the past, we relive it. And the degree of forgetting is amazing already. You know, it happens within a very, very short period of time. I mean, the very fact is, for instance, that there are kids of 15 who want to join the IRA or the UVF, you know, with no sense of what went before us in past decades. The very
Malachi, if I could just say to you is that I tend to draw a line. I've talked to Anne Travers quite a bit since. I've talked to Stephen Travers of the Miami Show Band. And what got me when I talked to them on an individual basis is just how awful, awful, awful it was. It's just so awful you can't believe it. But do you know what happened really in my life? Is I had it all encapsulated in one sentence. I had it down to Anne Travers, whose sister was murdered by the IRA. I had Stephen Travers, who was, his friends were murdered by rogue elements of the UDR, you know, or whatever. It just became one sentence. Mm-hmm. But it's when you get down and understand the humanity that's involved that really makes you feel, you know, this cannot be forgotten.
Yeah.
And what I would just like to build on your idea is that maybe we need to do it in a way that is in addition to a museum, which might be a bit old hat, you know, but mm-hmm. it may have a function. But surely we can do it in modern technology about giving people the opportunity to tell their tale, to put it on the record, that people can see it if they want to see it, but not to offend victims that don't want to see it, you know, don't think it's a shrine, whatever.
Okay, in 20 seconds, Malachi.
Well, it's not about offending victims. It is about creating a human record of what happened. And, I mean, I talk to many of the people that Battle talks to as well. I've been a journalist here a long time. Some of them would want this. Some of them would have a lot to say and some of them wouldn't, and that's very sad.
Okay.
But I think we need to establish a firm record of the past.
Okay, well, people can have their say in the programme. That is for sure, 81771.